And we're about to daven Mincha, and at Mincha, it's not working. At Mincha, we add in a special tefillah, the tefillah of Anenu. In the Shema Kolenu Bracha, we add in the tefillah of Anenu. And on some level, this adding in of this tefillah, of this prayer, is a fulfillment of the requirement to cry out to Hashem on a fast day. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, that crying out to Hashem is a function of tshuva, of repentance, since it awakens us to the fact that all the calamities, difficulties, sorrows, problems that we have are due to our actions, and repentance is the key to remedying every single situation that we encounter. And therefore we add in this tefillah to talk to Hashem. I want to focus for a moment on what something that we're saying in this tefillah that I know at least myself, I never noticed until the Shabbos when I decided I was going to try to learn it and understand what I'm saying. And hopefully I'll give us a different appreciation to this addition. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis and Daf Chaf Hei, a story, there was a drought, there wasn't enough rain, so Shmuel HaKatan decreed that there should be a fast day. A fast day that we're going to fast and we're going to pray to Hashem for rain. That morning, everyone got up early to daven at Nates, to daven at the sunrise. And before sunrise, it started to pour. The rain started coming down, meaning before they even prayed, it started to rain. So the people said that, wow, this is a sign of the praiseworthiness of the community, of the tzibur. We merited rainfall even before we started to pray. To which Shmuel HaKatan said a mashal. He said, here's a parable. You have a servant who requests some reward from his master, and the master says to his workers, his other servants, he says, give him what he's asking for. I don't even want him to talk to me. I don't want him to come to me to ask. Meaning, the fact that it rained at that point before the people were able to ask for it was a sign that Hashem didn't want to have a relationship with them. I don't want anything to do with you. Just take it and get out of here. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Getting something before you ask is a sign that you're not on a level that's close to Hashem. But there's a problem. Because in the tefillah that we're about to say in Mincha, in the tefillah of Anenu, we quote a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'haya terem yikra'u v'ani e'ne, pasuk in Yeshaya, that Hashem says, even before they ask, ani e'ne, I will answer them. And it sounds like Hashem saying a good thing, that I'll give them what they want even before they ask for me. And not only that, but in the tefillah that we will say, we are going to ask Hashem to please answer us even before we ask. So, on one hand, the Gemara in Tainus seems to imply that the preferable method is that we are able to talk to Hashem and then He responds. But on the other hand, we're going to ask Hashem to answer our tefillos even before we go ahead and ask Him, and we're going to quote a source in Yeshaya that says that that's what Hashem does. Hashem sometimes answers us even before we ask. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? So if we look at the tefillah, if anyone has a sitter in front of them, you can look along with me. We'll go through it and we'll see something very, very unique and special about the tefillah we're about to say. We start off, Anenu Hashem Anenu. That's taking those words, Hashem, we're asking Hashem, answer us, Hashem, please answer us. It's pretty funny, we say the same thing twice. It would be if Hashem, answer us. Answer us, Hashem, answer us. Why the repeat? So this is taken from all of our tefillos. The words are always taken, there's a lot of depth and sources to where it comes from. It comes from Malachim, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Lamed Zayin, 1837, the story of Eliyahu HaNavi. where Eliyahu Navi said, Aneinu Hashem Aneini, he also had this double wording of answer me Hashem, answer me. And he asked, and the Gemara asks, why did the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Tes asks, why did Eliyahu Hanavi say it twice? So he said the first time he was asking Hashem should send down a fire to devour everything that was on the altar. Answer might feel about that, that's one. And then answer also that the people that are standing by, they're not going to say, oh wow, Eliyahu pulled this off with witchcraft or sorcery. They're going to be able to recognize that that which you answered my prayer was coming from you. It comes from Hashem. So too, we're saying, Aneinu, Hashem, we're having difficulties. We're having sorrows. Look around the world. Look around ourselves. We're having problems. And we want Hashem to answer our call for help. And then we say, Aneinu, we also want Hashem to allow us to recognize that any help that we get is not part of the natural order of the world, but it came from Him. Right? Sometimes we can ask for something, we can even get it, and we can say, oh, it was from the doctor. Oh, it was because I did this. Oh, it was a fluke. No, we want to make sure that we ask Hashem Aneinu, answer us, that we could recognize from within us that everything that comes is a response to our tefillahs from Hashem. It's not part of the natural order. And then we continue. B'yom tzom tam yiseinu. On the fast day of our fast day. Again, we repeat the words. Tzom is a fast day. Tam yiseinu, our fast day. Why do we have the double wording? So the answer to this is, many times throughout Tanakh, the Rishonim explained that tzom does not mean a fast day. Tzom really means a gathering together of. So b'yom tzom tam yiseinu means the day that we all gather together to go ahead and have a tainus, to have a fast. Especially starting the 3 weeks where we know that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was because of a breach of not having unity, not being together. So here, specifically, we want to even highlight even more that the Tzom Tani Seinu, it's not just me, you, individually coming along and saying, Hashem, I don't feel well. Oh, Hashem, I know someone that has a difficulty. Oh, Hashem, I have this issue, that issue. Please save me. It's we're all together. It's a Tzom Tani Seinu. It's a Tzom, it's a gathering together on our fast day. Kibitzar Gedola Anachnu, because we're in difficult, great pain. Now we go with 6 requests. And this is where I'd like to highlight the 6 points that we say. On some level, one might have thought it's just 6 of the same thing, but it's really not. It's 6 separate requests building up to something much greater, culminating in number 6, which is Terem Nikra Ilecha Aneinu, that before we even ask from you, we want you to answer us. What are the 6? Al Tefen El Rishenu. Don't turn towards our evil. Yeah, we mess up. We do things wrong. Hashem, please don't look at it. Please don't pay attention to it. Ignore it. Now, even if Hashem will ignore maybe something that we will do wrong, but that doesn't mean that He's going to look towards us and look to have a relationship with us, He just might not punish us. So level 2 is, Va'al taster panecha mimenu. Hashem, don't turn your face away from us. Not only do we want you to like overlook the fact that we did something wrong, but we want you to also look towards us, look to have a relationship with us. Number 3, even if you're going to look towards us and you're going to have a relationship with us, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to listen to us. That's a whole other level. It's one thing not to pay attention to the fact that you did something bad. It's another level to actually still look at you in the face and want to have a relationship with you. A third level is to actually listen to your requests. So level number 3 is, Hashem, don't turn away from listening to our requests. Number 4, you could listen to a person's requests from far away. You know, send me a letter. It'll get to me in 2 weeks. I'll respond. We'll get back to it in a month. Right? Now we say, Hayina karov l'shavatenu. Hashem, we want you to be close to our tefillah, to our request. It should be immediate. It should be as if you're standing right there listening to us direct. Number 5, let's review again. He might not pay attention to the bad. He might be looking at us in the face. He might be listening to our tefillah. He might even be listening to our tefillah closely. But at the end of the day, he knows we did something wrong. We still feel very guilty about it. Right? How often do we do things wrong and then like it just lingers forever? People have relationships with other people. They do something wrong. They say sorry. They try to give them a gift. They try to do whatever they can. But at the end of the day, they feel guilty. What do you need the other person to do? You need them to comfort you. No, no, no. It's okay. It's okay that that happened. I'm not even thinking about it anymore. I really love you. So now we ask level 5, Yihi chastecha lenachameinu. It should be your chesed, your kindness, to be menachem, to comfort us. Let us feel like it's okay, like it's gone, it's from the past, we're not even thinking about it anymore, I don't have to feel guilty of it. An extra level of closeness. And then comes number 6, the ultimate level of closeness. Terem nikra elecha eneinu. Before I even ask you for it, you're already answering. Like we know, someone that you really love, someone that you really feel close to, before they even come and ask you for it, you already know what they want and you already want to give them. To be able to initiate, to be able to give them before they even ask is the greatest way of showing how much you love a person. So we ask Hashem, Terem Nikra Elecha Inenu, that even before we ask, we want you to be so close to us, not just not to pay attention to the bad, not just to look us in the face, not just to listen to our tefillah, not just to listen to tefillah close, not just to comfort us, but to be so close to us that you're going to give it to us even beforehand. Aye, we saw, and we have to bring a pasuk to that, there's such a source. Kedavah shenemar v'yaterem yikrov v'aniyene, that even before they ask me, I will answer them. The Gemara said, though, that that seems to be a bad thing. So this question was asked already in the 1500s by his name was Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim, known as the Mara Hanach. And he, in his drashos in Parsha Shmini, he answers that this idea of Terem Nikra Elecha V'aneinu, that even before we ask, Hashem is going to answer, that's when the Jewish people are on a very, very, very high level. They're on such a high level that you don't feel, it's clear that Hashem is not saying, look, I don't want to talk to you, just here's your thing and get out of here. It's so clear that we're in such an elevated state that He just knows us and cares about us so much that He wants to give us. I mean, the two reasons why someone might give something to someone before they ask. One is if he's in such a low place, Hashem, get out of here, just take it and leave. I don't want to look at you in the face. And another level is that we're so close that I want to show you that I'm reading your mind. Right? That's an idea of love when you can tell someone, wow, you read my mind. You knew exactly what I was thinking. It shows that we're really close. That's a whole new way of what would come out if someone gave you something before they asked. And that is the 6th level. That means we're on a super high level. What do you mean? We sin. That's why we're in a fast day right now. We're not perfect. We're not doing great. But our 6 requests are climbing the ladder to try to ask Hashem that we want to be on this super high level, we want to be super close to you, we want you to love us so much that you could read our mind and you give us things based on that. That is where we're shooting for. That is our 6th level. And as we climb this ladder in our tefillah, okay, we should pay extra attention to it. We don't have such a... It's not so common to be able to say this tefillah in the Shema Kolenu. If we climb this ladder, and each ladder we realize it's not just asking random things, but we're asking for another level of close to Hashem. Another level, to the ultimate level, the 6th level, where we're saying to Hashem, Hashem, like we want it to be as if we never sinned ever. Like, we are such a high level that you're just reading our mind and giving us things because you love us so much. That's what our 6th level of request is. Just that development of a closeness with Hashem will bring us to very high levels of tshuva. That is tshuva. That's bringing back. Hashem would be so close to you. That's it. And we're able to fulfill the whole point of today, of bringing us close to Hashem. My bracha to all of us. This isn't in the Shema Kolenu part, the one that we're going to say, but the Chazan, he says this tefillah earlier in the Shemon Esrei, during the Re'eva Anyenu bracha. Don't get confused. Don't say it there. Say it in Shema Kolenu. Pay attention to the Siddur, okay? But the Chazan, he answers differently than us. He has a separate bracha. And he answers, Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'oneh Be'etzara. Blessed is Hashem who answers during the time of Tzara. Doesn't, like we say, Shomeh, he just listens. He answers. It's a guarantee that he answers. So my bracha to all of us is that if we could actually have the proper experience through our mincha today, and to daven and pay attention to the words, and climb that ladder of feeling closeness, requesting the closeness from Hashem, that we'll all be zocha, that Hashem will answer all of our tefillos and all of Klal Yisrael's tefillos l'tova. Amen.